Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks wants to wish our team good luck this October. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Do you believe the AJ situation is fixable? 82.1% say yes. Joining us to talk about it and the rest of the team, believe it or not, there is another player. There's several more players on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Like 52 other players on the team.
Is Elliot Shore Parks, Tuesdays with Elliot. Man, Monday and a Tuesday is a lot of Elliot for me.
That's what my wife says.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Never.
It was funny. Vic Fangio sits down today for his press conference, and the first thing he says is magic number is 11, right? Talking about the Phillies.
Yep.
But I tweeted out, and everybody's like, oh, AJ. Because number,
oh,
yeah.
So 11. That is not what he was talking about.
There might be other players on the team, but there's only ever one player on the mind.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Neither did I.
I thought baseball immediately, too.
I even tagged the high hopes pot, but still people were like, you know, oh, AJ.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Vic's a Phillies guy.
Oh, he's a big time Phillies guy.
Vic's a Phillies guy, yeah. What do you think he's going to be doing Thursday night, potentially, when it's Eagles versus Giants and Phillies versus Dodgers?
A distracted Vic?
Yeah, that's an over in that one.
Two screens?
Yeah,
the over in that one.
Dude, what if there's a camera pan to where the booth he's in?
Yeah.
And the Phillies are in a little corner of the iPad.
He's going to be like, you know what, let's give Christian Parker a chance here. You know, he's a next DC, let's see how he could do.
By the way, that camera on Vic always just has the worst angle on Vic Fangio. Yeah, it is really tough.
If it were Vic, Jack with the shorts, you know, sometimes the angle doesn't.
That was awful.
Kind of like when Seltzer's at home.
Yeah, the high hopes when Seltzer's at home. Oh, it's a lot of Seltzer on that camera.
Very close to the camera.
Looks like Hitch and.
Yeah. All right, Elliot.
So anyway,
I don't know, because I only saw it online. I don't know if you said it or if you tweeted it, but whether you said it on CBS3 or you tweeted it, but you said that the AJ Bible verse tweet, that you are confident it doesn't have anything to do with Kevin Petullo or Nick Sirianni.
Correct.
Why are you confident?
Because I know they have a great relationship, and I've talked to AJ, not since the tweet, to be clear, but in my years covering AJ, I've talked to him about Nick and Kevin Petullo. He always talks highly of them. I know that Nick defends AJ at every corner, you know, every chance he gets. And also, for what it's worth, the first part of the Bible verse talks about not being heard. If there is any strength Nick Sirianni has,
it's listening.
It is listening, and that is true about Kevin Petullo. So do I think... do I think AJ sits at home and marvels at the offensive scheme? Like, no. But do I think if he was upset about something, he would take to Twitter because of Nick and Petullo? No. I think he would talk to them about it. So the fact that he tweeted this to me, I don't think he would take a shot at the coaches subliminally through Twitter.
Especially if the point is, if you're not being heard.
Correct. Where that's Nick number. I mean, we talk to players all the time. I'm in the locker room. We all do shows with them. They all talk about how, Nick has an open door policy.
Yep.
And outside of that, I know they have a good relationship.
So who's he talking to?
That's the question, isn't it?
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's about Jalen.
Okay.
I think it's about Jalen.
So, you know, when we started the show today, I just said,
I don't have anything other than just you.
That's just my opinion.
Jalen. Yes. Yeah. All right.
Based on everything you know, in just an informed guess based on everything you know.
Brandon Graham talked about this last year. I feel like sometimes we, not you guys, but we all beat around the bush here. Brandon said it.
That they don't talk to each other.
That they're not in a good space.
Yeah.
Well, just to be fair to fans. They're different than us, right?
Yeah.
But fans that may think he's frustrated with how he's being used in the offense. There's a lot of talk as to whether or not the schemes is the issue, but you're saying you don't think that's the problem at all.
My guess or my analysis of it would be, I guess, is I think AJ wants, when the plays for him are called, he wants them maximized. He wants them ran correctly.
Okay.
AJ is there throughout the week of practice. He knows throughout the week they are putting plays in the playbook for AJ Brown. He's in the huddle when the play is called. Like, he knows when a play is called, he's the first read on that play. So do I think AJ wishes he touched the ball as much as Saquon? Of course. But I have never once got any hint of jealousy or anger from AJ towards how they use Saquon. Him or Devontae. Do I think they got the ball more? Of course. But I also think they recognize Saquon is a great player who helps the team. I just think they want, when it's their turn, for the ball to be on time and to be accurate and to have the play work. And it's not always Jalen. Sometimes the protection breaks down. But like, if you're AJ and you know you're not going to get 17 targets a game or, you know, whatever, when you're in the huddle and you hear the play and you're sprinting down the field in 105 degree heat and you're like, this is my chance, and the ball doesn't come, I would be frustrated about that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, listen, I think most of us agree that he has every right to be frustrated.
But
I think most of us agree with that.
A little maybe caveat there, like nuance, would be I think there's a discussion that AJ cares about his numbers more than winning. And I think that's tough to decipher. But what I just think he wants the plays run correctly when it's his turn. I don't think he's asking for 10 more plays a game. And I think that's an important distinction, because when people talk about AJ, it's often he wants the ball more and more and more. I'm sure he does. But I also think it's just about when he complains about the passing game, he knows when it's not going correctly because he's the one that's supposed to get the ball.
Well, yeah, and he thinks correctly, those two things shouldn't be mutually exclusive. Him getting catches and them winning should not be two things that
not one or the other.
I think they're like, you know, 7-1 when he has over 100 yards. Like, they are, this is not Jahan Dotson or somebody complaining about not getting the ball.
Jahan Dotson catching a straight.
Yeah, I didn't mean to, you know, rough week for Penn State. So.
He isn't saying, I want the ball at the expense of winning, and I don't think he believes that either, and I think it is totally fair for a player of his caliber to think, I should be a bigger part of the winning. I think we all agree with that. But I think we all agree that when he does these things publicly, they put the team in a bad situation, and it puts his teammates in a bad situation.
So I think this time is different than the other times.
Why?
Because in the past, when there's been these things, I've always gotten the sense that the team was behind him on it. Right? Like his...
When you say the team, do you mean
like
the...
Yeah, like players, right? Like, I've never once had a player in the locker room be like, oh, look at him making it about himself. Or like, you know, here's AJ making it about himself again. Like, the players in the locker room like AJ. And I think they often believe when AJ talks and a story comes out of it, that it is more the media than AJ, if that makes sense. Now, whatever, I'm just letting you know, like...
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's easy to blame the media.
Correct. Yeah. But the point I'm making is, I've never gotten the sense in the building they're tired of AJ's act, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's a good teammate.
Correct,
yeah,
right? So the difference this time is, he did it on his... Like, this was him. This was not his words being misinterpreted. This was not someone looking for a problem. Like, AJ didn't talk in the locker room. I was down there. It didn't feel like a big story when he didn't talk. Like, if he would have just not talked, I think it would be noteworthy and people would have brought it up. But it was the tweet he sent out on his own that turned this into a firestorm, right?
Yes.
So I think that's what's different about this time is there's no one to blame but AJ for this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, this isn't the media speculating. We're just reacting to...
Sure. Yeah.
His action.
And by the way, if everybody was wrong, just like he started it on Twitter, he could have cleared it up real quick. He could have cleared it up real quick if he wanted to clear it up.
He has to know this isn't a Philadelphia local story. This is a national story.
Right. Yeah. And I think the team agrees with him a lot of the time. Like, when AJ says the passing game's not good enough, I don't think people sit up in the NovaCare and go like, oh, here goes AJ spouting off again. I think they agree. Like, the passing game is not always living up to its potential.
But I don't think that's what the issue is. I think the fact that he's voicing it publicly, this is what we're talking about. We're
100%,
talking about this situation
now. Well, I'm saying that's why I think this time's different, because in the past, when like he made the passing game comment last year, I think people agreed. Like, the passing game wasn't... This time, he's made it a story on his own. It was not an interview that did it. And I think that's an important distinction on how they'll view it.
So...
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, I see what you said. I just wanted to make the distinction that this is AJ who's voicing his opinion about the situation.
Nobody tricked him into a question. Like,
He decided to do this.
So when we opened the show, because I've been thinking about this since yesterday, and I just got to the point where I thought, I just don't see a way out of it. Mm-hmm. I don't see, he is not going to get the ball as much as he wants to. And at this point, I almost think the overcompensation to get him where he would feel comfortable. Because remember, a week ago, he got the ball plenty, and this was one week where he didn't, and all of a sudden we're back in the same place. I don't think he's going to get the ball as much as he wants to. I also don't think he's going to stop talking about it. And it gets to a point where there are diminishing returns to his talent for the overall team. This is the NFL. It's not the NBA, where one player makes a difference between you being good and not being good. I agree. They're much better with their record with AJ on the field as opposed to off the field is much better. But it hasn't always come with all of this. And I just, when I'm looking ahead, I'm trying to figure out a path to it being, and I also think, and Ike brought this up, is it's not fair to Jalen
for sure
to drop back every time and have in his mind, if I don't throw it here, if that's not the right play. It's not fair to Coach Petullo. It's not fair to Sirianni, any of that. So I guess that is a long way of saying, if you were to guess where this ends up, where does it end up?
I mean, it's a great question. Like, I've been thinking about this almost nonstop since the tweet. I saw the Twitter poll, and there's something about the simplicity of the question that makes it hard to answer, right? Because I think it's a layered situation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I think AJ could play on the Eagles for the next 4 years or whatever amount of year you want to pick, and it would be mostly fine. Like, we would probably deal with this once or twice a year, like it would come up, but they've still won with him. Like, it's not like AJ just decided to be frustrated last game. Like, he's, I'm sure all of last year wishes he got the ball more, right? I think this year there's probably a sense of, oh my God, like it's
this is never going to change.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think last year, him and Devontae could probably say, hey, man, Saquon's on a historic pace. We're winning. Like, then you come into this year and it's like, again, you know, like maybe this is what it's just going to be like. So from that element, like, I don't know if AJ will want to be here. I can, like, AJ has not told me if he is happy or not, but just being around him, he seems happy when he talks to his teammates. Like, he's not in the, it's not like a dark cloud over his head when he walks in the locker room. Like, he's smiling, he's joking and all those things. Now, when he talks to the media, I do sense a different AJ this year than last year. He seems a little more, like, I don't know if despondent's the right word, but just a little kind of
no,
like...
No, despondent's the right word.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. Like, and he gets asked all the time about the passing game. So can it work long-term? Yes, but I don't know if AJ wants long-term.
There's no way it can work long-term if his issue is getting the football with regularity. But you know, and I know, as much as we both like Jalen and they win, he plays football the way that he plays football.
Agreed.
That's not going to change. I was hoping that it would this year. I'm asking for 240 yards passing. Give me the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game. We're going to lighten the load on Saquon. We're going to unleash AJ and Devontae this year. Jalen's going to have an MVP season. We got the same offense we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same offense where the passing game ranked 29th in the league. Now, the winning part of it is okay in the grand scheme of things. But if you're talking about a receiver being happy playing in a run-based offense where he gets five targets maybe a game and he's catching three or four balls a game and every once in a while he gets an eight-catch game for 100 yards, he clearly isn't going to be happy with that as it stands right now. Now, maybe they sit down, he has a come to Jesus moment, no pun intended, and he's okay playing in this style of offense because they win a lot of football games. But that's going to be up to AJ to decide. I'm okay with not having these many targets. Mm-hmm. Because when you don't get the targets and you display your frustration, you're saying you're not okay with it. And I just don't know how that part's going to change. Like, he's never going to be a guy who gets 10 targets every game and catches enough balls. I don't know what's going to make him happy as far as how many catches he should get or how involved in the offense he should be. Only he should know. But I do know this. The coaches are trying to win games, right? Jalen's trying to win games. Mm-hmm. It's unfair to him as a quarterback to have to sit back there and worry about how many times do I got to throw him the ball that he's happy enough versus am I doing my job as the quarterback and trying to win a football game. That's unfair to a quarterback to have to go through.
I agree. And the other part of this is, and when AJ doesn't say what it is, he leaves it a room for speculation,
yes,
right? So, like, the other part of this is, if him and Jalen are not on good terms, that could also just be simple enough to make this be a divorce, right? Like, when AJ first got here, there were pictures of them working out together. There was the the FaceTime call when he first got traded here. Yeah. Like, they would celebrate together all the time. You don't really see as much of that anymore. So while you're right about the targets, and that is a big part of it, if the core issue is the quarterback and the wide receiver don't get along, like Brandon Graham said last year, then maybe that's just enough too. Like, maybe that's part of the frustration. Maybe if he was best friends with the quarterback, these targets aren't as big of a deal. If the errant throws are as big of a deal. But if you have, you know, a perceived issue with somebody and then they're struggling, like, that just makes it harder. So that's right. Like, friendships are complicated things. Like,
sure.
I can't speak to whether or not they are friends, whether or not they will ever be best friends. Like, I have no idea.
Let me tell you,
that's a key part of it to me.
It seemingly is. Listen, I don't know the extent of their relationship. I don't know. This is a working relationship, meaning they work together. I don't know how close you have to be off the field. Mm-hmm. You know, Jalen has his own interest. AJ has his own interest. You know, maybe he and Devontae are a lot closer. Doesn't seem like Jalen does a whole lot with a lot of the guys off the field, you know, maybe sparingly, but it doesn't seem like AJ is more around guys.
So just quickly,
yeah.
Like, I think a difference here is, so let's use the Sixers with Joel and Ben Simmons, because that was mm-hmm. a big thing.
I said that earlier.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
But the difference is, we never were led to believe they were best friends.
Yes.
Like, when Jalen and AJ got here, it was, he's here because of Jalen. Look at the FaceTime call. They're working out together. The, you know, godfather of his
kid. Sure.
So the difference is that when it's viewed that way and now it's not, like, or it's not viewed that way anymore, that is different than, well, you don't have to be best friends to be together, like, or to be teammates. You just wonder how that relationship is.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
By the way, I think we're all beating around. None of us know the specifics. That there's not much of a friendship there. It's crazy. Here's what I would say. Mm-hmm. If I left the show one day, if we were under the same microscope that the Eagles were, and I tweeted something that implied that I was not getting enough time on the air and implied that Ike was the problem, and I had 48 hours of everyone blaming Ike mm-hmm. for the reason I was unhappy, and I didn't say anything about, of course I would say something about it.
Yes.
If they had a relationship and AJ sees what happens when he says things like that, that it goes to Jalen, if there was a relationship there, he would stop it. Again, I don't know personally, but I can just tell you generally how friends operate, there is no way that there is a close relationship there if every time he does this, the world comes down on him talking about Jalen and he never says that it's not.
Right.
Listen, you know?
And I understand that. I'm trying to not go down that path only because, A, it may be our fault that we overestimated how close they were.
Yes. Maybe. Yeah,
sure. That's on us for assuming.
For sure.
Because quite frankly, other than the FaceTime call, there hasn't been a whole lot else after 2022.
There's not a dinner or something.
Where there's a bunch of Jalen and AJ buddying around and palling mm-hmm. around. Like, so I don't know how close guys are. I played with guys 7, 8, 9 years, and I was close with some. But I was teammates with, I loved all my teammates, but I wasn't as close with some as I am with others. So I'm not even making as big of a deal of that unless there's something there that we don't know about. And that's where I would imagine the Eagles would need to get to the root of that situation if there's something else there that can't be fixed because it's something personal. I'm looking at everything from a football standpoint.
Yeah, so
that's the way I'm looking at everything from a football standpoint. Like, this is all about football with me.
And honestly, like, the AJ and Jalen thing is, like, my least favorite thing to talk about. Because it's complicated. Like, it's a friendship, right? Yeah. So I'm right there with you.
I just don't know enough about it to actually speak about it.
Agreed. The only reason I bring it up is because, and I would advise AJ on this if he, for every reason, decided, you know, to ask me. Like, I'd be a little careful what you wish for if you're AJ. Like, the idea of going to a new team is all fun and exciting and getting all these targets until you're in Cincinnati and Joe Burrow's hurt, right? And Jake Browning is throwing to you. Like, AJ has had a ton of success here.
Yeah.
Let's not act like he's getting 700 yards a year and three.
Yeah.
Like, he's been an All-Pro here. He's won a Super Bowl here. He's got paid big-time money here.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he wants out or not, but if like the discussion's going to be, well, AJ just wants targets instead of winning, I would advise AJ, like, it sounds good until you're somewhere else. The Eagles are one of the best franchises in the league. Like, let's not act like you're not in a good spot.
First of all, I don't think he wants targets instead of winning. That's a simplistic way of describing it. He wants to be in a situation where he can contribute to winning.
Correct.
And he's being used. He wants to win. He wants to be a part of it. He wants to be more of a part of the winning, which I can understand. But to your point, going somewhere else may not lead you to the winning level that you're attaining here, but I don't know if he's going to be unhappy with that if he's a bigger part of another program. I don't think anybody wants AJ traded, but we have to figure out whether or not AJ is happy here.
Right.
That's really what it boils down to, and you have to be happy with your role on the team.
And like, let's expound, like, move, like, expound this bigger than AJ. They cannot be successful if key players on the team are in a bad mood all year. Like, we, you know,
I totally agree.
2023, I hear a lot of people like, you know, well, it can't be 2023 because the defense is better. And that's true. The defense is better. And if they had this defense in 2023, maybe they don't lose to Seattle. Maybe they don't lose to the Cardinals. And that changes things. But when I think of 2023, we all live through it. I don't think of the main issues as being, like, you know, personnel and stuff. I think of it as they were just a miserable group of guys. And to keep, you know, Brandon, because he said it too, like, he said on the air that year, you know, we don't have to be friends, we have to be coworkers. Like, that's not a way to win. And when I was around the team last year, for the most part, because I can't speak to every relationship, they seemed happy, they were having fun. It was like,
this is a happy team, man.
I think so too, but the point I make is, like, we're talking about if one of the key players on the team is happy. Like, that just
is unhappy.
We're talking about if he is happy. But,
right.
Like, that would be my concern with this. My concern would be, is this just going to be an ugly year? And I don't know if it will or won't be, but that's another part outside of AJ's personal interest here. From a team perspective, they're not going to be successful if they're dealing with unhappy players and drama all year.
They can't deal with this every other week.
No.
Yeah, this can't be a pop up every two games or something,
right,
where we're talking about everybody's not happy and then everybody's looking at the quarterback, right? Like, like, he's the guy. We're all like, oh, who is it? Who is it? Well, now everybody's going to speculate that it's Jalen that he's unhappy.
Well, and so yesterday, like, Michael Irvin, I forget what show he was on, he's talking about Dak versus Jalen. And he goes, well, how am I supposed to believe Jalen's better than Dak when A.J. Brown would probably prefer Dak over Jalen? Like, this is the stuff that this leads to. So to your point about being unfair towards Jalen, I agree with that. Like, Jalen already deals with enough in the media in terms of, like, people questioning his talent and his accomplishments. And when it is perceived that AJ is mad at Jalen because of the passing game, it adds to the ammunition for people that don't already like or don't think Jalen is that good.
215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls next.
I'll tell you who's happy. Rod Lakin's happy.
Listen.
Well,
send him a gift basket.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I know someone else that's happy, too. Yeah,
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Why would he be upset?
Yeah. Oh, God, would you stop? Listen, you're on the griddle Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah, I know. Screw the Phillies. There's only one team in town. I know.
When they're down 1-0, he'll be in here on Monday.
Everyone hates the Phillies. I know.
Go put on shorts.
They are on.
All right. Coming up next, Chris Long had some thoughts on what is going on with the Eagles offense. And we'll play something interesting. Now, Jordan Mailata joins us at 4, but he said something interesting about something that he thinks the offense needs to be better last night on the Jordan Mailata show. We'll get to that as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.